Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Nico Lukoff.
I'm Justin Hicks.
I'm Skippy Rose.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I also thought about a subscription service, just a monthly fee that you would pay the post office to filter out all the junk mail from the actual mail that you have. Because I would pay a not insignificant amount of money. I would pay $7 a month to not have junk mail.
$7 a month?
I would. I hate junk mail so much. There's so much of it. So much.
Get mail every day just to keep like three things throughout the week. It's ridiculous how much shit comes in the mail these days.
Oh yeah, I get like it's filled. My mailbox gets filled every day, and there's maybe one thing I need to read. Maybe. who are these people that are like, yeah, let's spend money on paper advertising? Like who does this?
I've never taken one of them like DirecTV flyers out of the mailbox and been like, oh, hell yeah, dude. Why didn't I think of that? No, I've never used anything that came in the mail.
Nope.
I feel like there must be a huge discrepancy in how much some people receive in the mail versus how much other people receive in the mail. Yeah. I get like three pieces of mail a week, tops.
What? That's amazing.
It's all going to us.
Maybe it's more like city areas.
Tom, are you using the service that Skippy invented?
Oh, yeah, maybe I subscribed and forgot about it. No, I don't know. What I get mostly is because I started buying stocks in all these fucking lawsuits about people suing these companies all the time. And I get all these fucking giant envelopes about like class action lawsuits that I could join about these like companies getting sued that I own the stock of. I don't get a lot of junk mail, like advertisements for like IKEA catalogs and shit like that. I don't get most of that. I don't know why.
So everyone else is getting mail for shit to buy, and you're getting shit in the mail literally saying, oh, we might owe you money.
I don't even
get dialed in.
I get the loan ones all the time. My wife and I both, at least three times a week, they send you a thing. It looks like a check. And it's just void, not a real check on it. So, yeah, they're trying to give me money, but then I have to give a lot more back.
They open immediately. Like, it's like an actual thing that you need to open. And, like, 10 times out of 11, it is absolutely, it's just an ad. And so, it's to the point where I'm so negligent about my mail that if there was actually something important that came, it's very likely I miss it because there's so much bullshit.
Dude, after you turn like 14, nothing good comes in the mail. No. That's it. After the birthday cards stop coming, you're fucked.
Mm-mm.
One thing I do get is those AAA things where they want you to sign up for life insurance. AAA. But they send you those, every once in a while, they send you those return address stickers with your name on them that you can use. So, you get something out of it.
We have some like drawer.
just death to the junk mail.
I'm kind of wondering, like, you could almost start a service. Like, Girl Scouts could, like, hey, I'm selling cookies, but also I can filter your mail. For $7 a month.
Like, you know what? They do it for phone calls now, right?
Yeah, you can be on a no-call list. Why can't you be in a no-ad list for all the junk?
The people that send you the junk and make the calls don't care about being on a list. But I think there's a service for, not to poo-poo, I think there is. I mean, I guess there's digital things where they, I think there is something like this. I don't know. I was looking at like digital mailboxes type things and places. No, but that's a specific address you'd have to send it to. Not like, that's not like your house. That's still different because they send it to your house. It's different.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it would have to be through the U.S. Postal Service, I think, because it would be illegal for them to go through your mail and, you know what I mean, and throw away mail that's addressed to you. But the U.S. Postal Service, you could explicitly tell them, these particular businesses just don't I don't need to know. It's
yeah, there should be some way to, yeah.
Something's gotta get.
Is there a use? I know it would be more efficient to like sign up for a no junk mail list, but like if someone in your neighborhood that you trusted could like just follow the mailman and just take all the junk mail and like use it for something, like to build something, or like maybe as packing material to ship stuff out,
mm-hmm.
fill it with junk mail as packing material or like insulation for a house.
Oh yeah. It could go to a charitable cause. Yeah. Make some insulation. You could use it probably as filling for like a puff coat for to be warm in the winter.
There you go. You would donate to homeless people.
Yeah, there you go.
That's one of my
own. You guys want all this mail nobody wants?
Like the newspaper as a blanket, just stuff it in your coat.
One of my old ideas that I don't know if I ever did it for the podcast was like, if you're flying somewhere, instead of having a suitcase that you've got to check in, what if you had a coat and all of the padding of the coat was like your underwear and your socks and your t-shirts and like things that would normally go in the suitcase.
Yeah.
And you just had this like big ass puffy lumpy coat.
That's actually not a bad idea to save you a checked bag.
Yeah. Absolutely, I buy it.
I've done that with clothes before, like going through, and it wasn't like a friend's version type one, but like where I'm like, oh, I have these coats and they can't fit in my bag, or that'll make my bag too heavy, or these boots that I don't really want to be wearing will make my bag too heavy. Be like, oh, I'm just going to load up all this stuff and see what I can wear.
It was better than, I've worn like 3 sweatshirts or something like that on an airplane because they said the bag was too big or something like that. So yeah, have them just stuff them in the shirt, make it like one of them long trench coat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Get them way down.
God, I could
never do that.
That's a great idea. I'd buy it.
Till somebody steals your jacket and all your shit.
I've been the sweaty fat guy on the plane, like that grossed out the person next to them because they were so sweaty. I can't imagine wearing 3 sweatshirts. Walking through the fucking airport.
It was insane. I mean, we at least put them on like right before we got on, and I was able to take them off and just have them in my lap, but it was so hot. It was ridiculous. They were so strict about it. Like, it was ridiculous. I had them stuffed in. Like, it was the bag was sticking out just a little too much because they got that like thing that you put your carry-on in, and they wouldn't let me take my carry-on. They were going to make me pay for it. I was like, are you shitting me, dude? So yeah, you know, it sucked, but saved what, $60 or whatever it is.
Yeah,
especially when you've already made it that far through. That's
yeah.
I'm just anti-checked bags because I've had too many things happen, and I'm like, absolutely not. You're not taking my bag.
I went the opposite for a long time because I traveled for work, and then I'm like, you're paying for my stuff. I'm taking my biggest bag that will go in here. But then that screwed me up because then I would put too much stuff in it. That would weigh too much. I'd be like, that coat probably weighs 2 pounds or whatever. I'm like, all right, I guess.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Any shows you guys want to plug, or podcasts, or anything you want to mention?
I have Mitchell's Pub out in Weberville. We got a show at 7 p.m. the first Thursday of every month, April 13th in New Lothrop. I'm hosting an event at a Rustic Meadows reception hall.
Where are those, like south of Lansing-ish?
New Lothrop is like between Owosso and Flint, I believe. So like north of 69 out towards Flint area. And then Weberville is Mitchell's Pub. That's about a half hour east of Lansing.
Only show I got up next is Comedy at the Creek. Haven't done that yet. Jason Pierpoint puts that on. Looks like a really awesome show. I'm pretty excited. Awesome.
Are you on for March?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you there then. I'm on that one too.
I got an embarrassing storytelling show on the 9th.
Is that Planet Ant?
No, that's at the Windsor Comedy Club. And then March 15th, I'm doing, if you follow Doom Vanna or Cult Doom, she's doing this like whole, it's basically like there's going to be dominatrixes pole dancers, burlesque dancers, and then just one stand-up comedian, which is me. There's like a huge list of performers. And then just nice. Like, yeah, which is cool. She's like, you want to do 20? I'm like, absolutely. So that's a really cool event. Just if you want a variety show, and that's going to be in the Detroit area, you can check out my page, Skippy Rose Comedy, for the details on that. And then I would encourage everyone to check out my web comedy series, How Did I Get Into This? You can look it up on YouTube. It's also posted to my page, but I'm really proud of the sketches. So, yeah.
Cool. Oh, cool. I have a thing called Gaming McFitness, a Twitch channel where I build video game controllers into fitness machines and then play games on them.
That's cool.
Thanks.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.